This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast, brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly. With me is former Premier League defender and Bundesliga broadcaster Chris Perry. Chris, hello.
Afternoon, Rob.
And we have betting expert George Gamble as well to look ahead to the latest match day in Germany. How are you doing, George?
Doing well, thank you. How are you, gents? You all good?
All good, thank you, George.
We're hatless. You are hatted.
It's because my hair is so bad.
To be fair.
I thought it might be a superstitious thing maybe to change your fortunes, but it's been a very good, it was a very good last match day. I think our best match day so far, that'd be fair to say, wouldn't it? And we've improved our position in terms of the other shows as well on minus 10.05 units. We're climbing every single week at the moment, and it feels like we've found our rhythm in the season, especially you, Chris, 3 for 3 last time out.
Yeah, we were both good last week. 3 for 3 for me. Union, my favourite team, obviously, at the moment to be going with. came in once again. Gladbach, Leipzig. I went both teams to score, and I won a couple of games, and it seemed to work well for me last week, yeah.
Same in the Revere Derby as well, wasn't it? Obviously Dortmund winning 1-0. And George, sorry, mate, you were 2 for 3.
Yeah, that's it. And it's a bit of a shame because I was sort of umming and ahhing on my last pick, and the other pick obviously came in, which I'll mention shortly. But yeah, Dortmund win under 4.5 goals. It was a very tight, cagey game. They managed to edge it 1-0 in the end. Again, silly price, minus 114. Very well covered by the under 4.5 goals. Gladbach Leipzig over 1.5 first half goals. This is obviously the one that me and Chris were sort of butting heads on, but it worked out perfectly for us. Yeah. Obviously with Gladbach getting those early goals. And then I thought I'd go for it. I thought I'd go something a little bit risky and went with Hoffenheim winning both teams to score against Freiburg. And it was a very dull game, 0-0 in the end. So no goals there.
Yeah, I commentated on that one and it was pretty bad. Both goalkeepers are in good form. Oliver Baumann made some really good saves and on his 400th Bundesliga appearance. But a largely forgettable affair, wasn't it, in Sinsheim?
It was, but then the lean came in though. I went with Geraldo Becker to score. I delved into the data for that one, and he came up with the goods at plus 210. So I was happy with that. I wish I'd have gone with that with my main in the end. But
well, you were saying that the prices didn't sort of reflect really what sort of form he'd been in, and the positions he was when you're saying from the left hand side and the way he was scoring his goals as well.
Yeah, exactly that. And it all came together. And he got himself on the score sheet. So I was quite happy to see that one come in as well. But it's a new week and let's get at it.
Yeah, come on, let's keep this going. Okay, let's go to the Friday game. It's the standout game of the weekend in Germany because the defending champions looking to bounce back from a defeat at the hands of Augsburg. Bayern Munich against Bayer Leverkusen. Cracking fixture at the Allianz on Friday. Neither of you have main picks, but we wanted to touch upon this game because so many people watching and listening will be into this one. You both have leans. George, would you like to go first?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Bayern, they've not been their usual dominant selves of late, have they? They have kind of dropped a fair few points, as you mentioned, that shocking loss away to Augsburg last time out. But they haven't failed to drop points in successive matches at all so far this term. So I think they'll be confident of a victory here. And you look at Leverkusen, they're conceding an average of 1.6 goals away in all competitions so far. But then Bayern, they've not been beaten their last 13 straight home clashes in all those competitions. And I just think Bayern, I think they'll come back with a bang here after that loss against Augsburg. I don't see them dropping points two matches in a row. They've scored at least once in their last 26 home matches in all competitions. And I just think Bayer Leverkusen, I think they give you chances. And you don't want to be doing that against the Bayern Munich side that just possess a plethora of attacking talent. So for me, I wanted to get Bayern on side. Naturally, as you can imagine, the market is heavily backing Bayern as well. They heavily think they'll win. But they do concede an average. This is Bayern. They're conceding an average of a goal per home game so far this campaign. Admittedly, it's a small sample size, but I do think Bayern will also gift you chances. And Leverkusen have shown that they've been a bit inconsistent, but they can get on the score sheet. And it wouldn't surprise me to see Bayern Munich, you know, take this 3-4-1 or something like that. But I do think Bayer Leverkusen can get on the score sheet. So a lean for me, you know, over double your money, it was at +117, was a Bayern win and both teams to score. I think they could edge a fairly exciting encounter.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. Exactly what I was thinking.
No way. Exactly the same. Same one. Exactly the same. Wow.
Yeah, you know. Brilliant. Both teams to score in the last three games that Leverkusen have played in. Both teams to score in 9 of the last 10 meetings between these two. Both teams to score in 5 of the last 6 away for Leverkusen at Bayern Munich. It just looks as though there's going to be goals. Bayern, as George said, they're not secure at the back at all. They do concede. They conceded 2 in the last game at home to Stuttgart and could have conceded more on the day. And you just feel that Leverkusen have got a goal in them, but Bayern, not won any of the last 4 games, have to win sometime. And that was the way I went too. That's what I was leaning towards.
So, Leverkusen, I mean, they've sort of lost that goal-scoring touch, haven't they? They averaged 2.35 goals per game last season, but that's just not happening. I think they've scored 9 times in their 7 matches so far. 15th in the standings, conceded 12, 5 points to their name. Bayern, not even in the Champions League places. That will, of course, change. But currently not in the Champions League places, behind Union, Dortmund, Freiburg, and Hoffenheim. And that actually brings us relatively nicely to another one of the standout games, certainly in terms of atmosphere, at the Rhein-Energie Stadion on Saturday. It is Köln versus Borussia Dortmund. And I think we can call this the Anthony Modeste derby, Chris Perry. And this is something, I suppose, the Sally Özcan derby as well, if we want. But you've got your eye on this. Both of you have as well, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a big game, isn't it? It's a big game. Dortmund coming into it in second place, in decent form. Hoping that all their players come back from international duty without picking up too many injuries. It looks as though most of them will do. When you look at Dortmund's games recently, it's been very unlike Dortmund. I mean, both teams have scored in the last 4 games. They kept a clean sheet in the last 4 games as well. And it's very rare that you see that Köln, who you'd expect to score goals, both teams have scored now in 3 of the last 4 at home. For me, it just looks as though there's not going to be a huge amount of goals in this game. And I don't expect both teams to score. And I was really taken by both teams to score now at +150, which I thought was fantastic odds. Particularly the form that Dortmund are in and the way that they're playing. They're not conceding goals. They're finding ways to win games. I did fancy Dortmund to win and both teams to score now, but I think that was a bit too... bit too risky. So just both teams to score no for me at +150 seems to be the way to go.
I mean, I'm in complete agreement. A lot of the stuff that you know, Chris has just said, I completely align with. I was looking at it and I just don't see many goals in this whatsoever. As you mentioned, Köln have conceded just twice across their opening 3 home matches. But Köln actually ranked top for shots taken at home inside the penalty box per game. But I just wonder if they're going to be able to get forward enough here. But I do have slight concerns with Dortmund. They're going to be without up to 11 players for this one, including Dahoud, Guerrero, Brandt, as well as top scorers Royce and Makoko as well. And they're averaging just over 4 shots on target per away game. And you just wonder if the ever-mounting injuries are going to kind of affect maybe some of their rhythm coming into this one, particularly after the international break. And we saw in their last game, you know, it was a very tough game for them. You know, they made a plethora of chances, but you know, just the efficiency just wasn't quite there. And I think we could see something very, very similar here. But then Köln, they're on a poor run of form, you know, just 1 win in 6 Bundesliga matches. And Dortmund haven't lost to them in 22 of the most recent 25 clashes in all competitions. I do expect Dortmund to dominate and they should win. I see this one being a little bit scrappy and then maybe nicking it 1 or 2-0. I just don't see goals. And I was very surprised to see over 2.5 goals being priced up at -180. But the beauty with that, when something is so heavily odds on, you can kind of look at the other way. Maybe there's a little bit of value on the other side. So +143 on under 2.5 goals, it's just overpriced, in my opinion. I'd have it lower. And based on that alone, that's where the value is for me. Especially when you consider Dortmund's struggle for goals as it is. And now without their 2 top goal scorers and one of the most influential players they have in Marco Reus. So I had to go just from a value perspective on under 2.5 goals at +143. But I would not be put off by Chris's pick of both teams to score no either. I think both of those are in with a very good shout.
Similar vein, actually, isn't it? Both of you, your picks in a way. By the way, Anthony Modeste, anytime a goal scorer, +175. I think that's just written in the stars. He has scored for Dortmund since his move late in the window after we found out about Sebastian Allaire's illness. He scored against Hertha in August, but that's his only goal so far since swapping Cologne for Dortmund. That'll be a brilliant game. And Gregor Kobel, I think, the goalkeeper, even though they've been keeping clean sheets, as Chris mentioned, could be back. He was excellent, of course, in his debut season with Borussia Dortmund. Okay, this is another good game. I like this one a lot. Eintracht Frankfurt in the Champions League. They face Spurs in the week, host them in the week, in fact. But first of all, they're at home to Chris Perry's favourite team, Union Berlin. It's George with the pick, and then we'll get Chris's thoughts after.
Yeah, well, you know, Union do seem to be our favourite side at the moment, don't they? And rightly so. You know, they're continuing to punch above their weight and have been deserving of top spot in the table so far. They're also the only side yet to lose a match so far this campaign, and they've excelled on the road. They've conceded just once across their three away games while scoring seven times. And the bookies, I just think they continue to underestimate them. And they're a very, very, very generous plus 220 to win away at Frankfurt, who've lost half their home matches so far this season, potentially have their eye, you know, on other fixtures, other competitions. In fact, you look at Eintracht and they've managed to win just one of their last eight home league games. Whereas, you know, Union Berlin, they're on a run of 14 consecutive undefeated matches in their domestic league. The price might have something to do with the fact that Union have achieved just two wins in their 13 most recent encounters with Eintracht Frankfurt. So, you know, they don't tend to fare too well against them. On average, Union, they've been scoring about 2.33 goals in their most recent away games in the league. We mentioned Geraldo Becker. You know, he was on form again last time out. He's phenomenal. He really is, and he'll be well up for this one. Wouldn't be a surprise to see him get on the score sheet or at least have an involvement in some goals as well. But Union have struggled to pick up results at this venue in the past, like I said. But for me, head-to-head data, it can only provide a limited amount of pertinent information. You know, yeah. Union Berlin, yeah. they have the momentum right now, and I'll happily back them on. I'll play it a bit safer. I'm going to go on with the tie no bet, so a draw no bet, meaning we get our stake back if this one ends as a draw. Purely because I think Union, they're overpriced, in my opinion, and that gets more juice out of this market in terms of pricing. So yeah, an Union Berlin tie, no better, plus 135, I thought was a brilliant shout. Because if it ends with a draw, we get our stake back. And I'm just not sure I see Eintracht Frankfurt winning this. I don't see them getting the better of Union Berlin with the way that they're playing at this moment in time.
This was Chris's point last week. You felt the prices were not reflecting what Union were doing, as if it was some kind of fluke that they were winning games.
Oh, they're a very well organised team, they can change their style of play to play against different teams as well. You know, defensively particularly, whether they press high up the pitch, whether they sit back and defend. But they're a really good side, really well coached by Urs Fischer. Unusually for me, I looked at this game and I was looking for it. I'm just not sure after the international break exactly what Union Berlin team you're going to get. And that was the only thing. And Frankfurt have turned it around recently, won three of the last four Bundesliga games. You know, fantastic result against Marseille in the Champions
away
League.
From home, feel that
they might have just turned it round. And I just wasn't sure enough about Union winning the game. And I quite like the way George has gone with the tie no bet. I really do. I mean, you could easily see Union winning the game, perhaps 1-0, 2-0 or something like that. But I wasn't quite sure about it. And Oliver Glasner has only lost one of six games against Union. He's won three and drawn two of those. And I just felt that there wasn't enough in it for me to go with Union. If they win this game, I'll be back on Union again next week, no doubt. We'll leave that one to George. It's a good pick.
Yeah, just having a quick look through my notes for the last time I covered Union Berlin, they don't actually have many international players, do they? They don't have many players who go away during this break. Whereas Frankfurt possibly do. It's really tough after the international break, isn't it? We had this on the French show just now.
I think that makes it more difficult anyway for every game, Rob, doesn't it? I think it's a difficult week to predict. You never know how players are going to come back, when they're going to come back.
Okay, well,
it's difficult.
Let's look at Leipzig-Bochum then, because we know that Leipzig is a team packed full of international players, including Timo Werner, who came off the bench in that dramatic 3-3 draw with England the other night. What are we saying on this one, Chris, because you both have main picks and you can go first?
Yeah, I mean, I think Leipzig under Marco Rose are a completely different side to the Leipzig before. Obviously, he took over. They've only won two of the last eight Bundesliga games, but their performances have just changed round recently. Since that change in manager, they're playing Bochum. Bochum picked up their first point of the season in the last game, but they've been really, really poor. Not won any of their eight Bundesliga games this season. Last eight Bundesliga games, seven this season. For me, I was looking at ways to go. Both teams to score no in the last four games for Leipzig. They've won all seven previous meetings with Bochum. Both teams to score no in the last three meetings. Bochum have lost a nil in the last three meetings. It just seems to me that Bochum are going there in bottom of the table. Leipzig are in decent form.
You're jinxing it now.
And for me,
jinxing it. Yeah.
For me, Leipzig to win to nil, it was just the way to go.
No, George, you haven't got that.
Plus 107, I think, is a really good price.
What was that? Plus 107 to win to nil. That is a good price.
Yeah, absolutely. So
what you had, George, you're laughing.
Exactly the same pick.
I knew it.
Exactly the same one. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I just think when you look at Leipzig, they've scored at least once in all of their last 11 home games in all competitions. There have been four consecutive home Bundesliga games for Leipzig, actually, in which they've managed to score at least twice. They've kept a clean sheet in five of the last seven home games. And yeah, Leipzig win to nil has landed in both of the previous two meetings between these clubs. You know, just as Chris said, they have been awful away from home, yet to win a game on the road. But it is at the Red Bull Arena where they seem to thrive. Yeah. You know, dispatching the likes of Wolfsburg and Dortmund comfortably. At home, they're unbeaten. Like I said, conceded just twice. In fact, both of those goals came against Köln as well. I'd say they were still finding their feet. And obviously, there's been a lot of changes since then. But Bochum, they're so poor. And I'm not even sure the managerial change is going to do too much. Like I said, that very poor streak of 15 away games in the Bundesliga where they've conceded at least once. And they've conceded at least three goals in five of their last six away matches in the Bundesliga. Thomas Letch, I think he'll be keen to see an improved performance, but this is not what I think where they're going to get it. I don't think they'll be considering this match as something to put too much weight upon and judge themselves on. They're scoring the joint fewest goals per game in the league, fewer than a goal per game. And they're conceding 2.7 per match on average, which is the highest in the league. So yeah, it sounds a bit basic. And there could be a new manager bounce, but a side conceding more than anyone else and scoring less than any other side is not exactly conducive to success, is it? Exactly the same for me. I'll be taking that price of a Leipzig win to nil. I think Leipzig win this comfortably.
Yeah, Bochum drew 1-1 with Köln on the previous match day. I have actually seen a lot of Thomas Lecce's Vitesse, bizarrely. I covered the Eredivisie when they finished very high up in the table, and then they faced Spurs a couple of times in the Conference League,
yep,
and beat them at home, lost away. I think they'll switch to three at the back because that's what he played at Vitesse. He played three at the back. He had wing backs getting forward, would mainly play two strikers. I could see them even because what from his point of view, what are you trying to do in this game? You're just trying to not get, you just don't want to get pummeled in your first game, do you? And I think he'll go five at the back, mega defensive. Try and shut out Leipzig without offering too much of a threat at the other end. I just can't see
that. That's the way it seems to be. Surely, if you're going into a new club, the first thing you do of a club of Bochum stature and the situation they find themselves in is you try and rectify that defence. You want the defence to be the foundation that you build things off, and you want to remain resolute at the back and then focus on going forward. Because if you're leaking goals, you're on the highway to nowhere.
Every game, aren't you? Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, 1 point from the seven matches. Deary me. Okay. Finally, of our picks this week, it's Hertha Hoffenheim. Hoffenheim played out that aforementioned really dull 0-0 with Freiburg before the international break. Hertha, not a bad result, really, given how well Mainz have done over the past 15 months. A 1-1 draw there. Chris, where's the value in this game?
I was looking for value in this game. You know, as I said, I've actually found this week really hard to find some picks. This week, I think it's a very difficult week to really sort out who's going to win. There's been lots of conflicting stats for me to look at, and I've struggled for picks. But, you know, Hertha at home haven't been great. Only won one of the last 10 Bundesliga games. Only one of the last six at home. Hoffenheim have only won one of the last seven away. So trying to pick a team to win from this game or to pick a result, I found extremely difficult. Then I came across Andre Kramaric. And Andre Kramaric, has got an absolutely sensational record in games against Hertha Berlin. He scored 9 goals in the last 10 games against Hertha, and he scored 7 goals in 6 games at the Veltins Arena. And that, for me, was just an amazing, amazing record. And obviously, you're going to have to wait and maybe wait and see until the team news comes out if he's fit and playing. But for me, Andrei Kramaric to score at any time at plus 148 seemed a great bet.
Yeah, he's been away on international duty with Croatia, hasn't he, in their squad for the games with Denmark and Austria as well. And so far this season, a couple of goals for the Croatian. Missed a penalty recently. Got sort of dried up for him a bit last season. But let's see if he can, against one of his favourite foes, get back in the rhythm. Okay, I think we're done, boys. I think that's everything. Let's get your picks of the week, of your picks, your favourite pick of the week, ready. And while you do that, a reminder for you watching and listening at home to get more tips from Chris, George and all the experts on the Bet Rivers shows. Follow on Twitter at Because We Win. Chris Perry, you first.
I have to go Leipzig win to nil at that plus 107.
It's George's just, as well, isn't it?
It just completely makes sense. It really does.
I mean, yeah, that was going to be, it's the standout one.
No, if it's your favourite, you have to just stick with it.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely. Looking at them, that's 100% my favourite. That'd be the one. I mean, I'm keen on all of them, but the Leipzig one just stuck out to me. So yeah, I think by the looks of things, we're both going to be choosing the Leipzig win to nil versus Bochum as our favourite one of the week.
Okay, get involved. A reminder, all the prices are available at the Bet Rivers website. George, goodbye.
Cheers, Chris, guys. Take care.
Goodbye.
Cheers, Rob.
And goodbye from myself, Rob Daly. We'll see you next week and we'll see how the boys got on with their picks for match day 8 in the Bundesliga.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the Bet Rivers Network.